So I want to do Pshat and Shavas B'Tanu, the Gemara of Kayim V'Lashon. What else? We can't get better than that. So the Mishnah in Tainis says that there was five, or the Gemara, five things, Chamisha Dvar Me'ir Olav Aseinu, and Shavas B'Tanu. And the Chamisha B'Tishba, what are the five things on Shavas B'Tanu? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mishtabru aluchais, ubatalat tomid, so Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver writes up here of Chaim that what this is saying is that they made a mistake in the Nefesh HaChaim Shaar Gimel. That's what he says. So if they would have learned the Chaim HaLashoner, this never would have happened. As I said there. Why? Because we learned in Shaar Gimel that the world is a very tricky place. There's a big steer in the world, a very basic steer. Do we exist or don't we exist? A PMS, we don't exist. Okay, fine. We're not really here, right? But Hashem created the world that we should think that we exist, right? In other words, really, everything's Achdus Hashem, and really, Hashem is Makom HaShalom, right? The site of Makom. Were you here for Shaar Gimel?
No.
No. What do you think? It sounds weird. So, the site of the world is Kadosh Baruch Hu is Makom. Hashem is Makom HaShalom. Hashem is everything. There's no room for anything else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem created a Tzimtzum, which created space in the world for there to be a world in the Ratzon Hashem for us to think that there's something, quote unquote, other than Him in the world, which allows the Makom for Avodah. And once you have the Makom of Avodah, then you could have that's the world, but all that was Niskadish in the Tzimtzum HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, but really doesn't, it's not true. It means in the true emes is Achdus Hashem and everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to realize that everything that looks to us like it's something quote unquote other than Hashem is really just the Ratzon Hashem for us to see it that way, but it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echad.
Including ourselves.
Yeah, so that part, that's smart, that's complicated. Hashem Echad. So he says, what was the Yisrael of the Chet HaEgel? Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. The Chet HaEgel happened b'tzaraim, lefnais erev, right? As he said, that there's two koiches in the Bria. There's a koich of when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is bright, and it's morning, and it's light. And then when it starts beginning, Hester upon him, and it gets confused. And they didn't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu so stark. He says there was a lack of knowing that everything's Hashem. There was a lack of Achdus Hashem. And they started thinking maybe there's another Koyach, the Koyach of Hester, what's going on in the Hester upon him. And they were giving credence to that as an independent thing from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's that and at Sinai. Really, at Sinai, the whole Gilui of Sinai was Ata Haretz Ladas, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Oid Melvadai. It means all the Malachim, all the Rekiim, all the everything we see is Gol Nisht. It's all Kodesh Baruch Hu Ein Oid Melvadai. But Moshe was Boishesh Lavoi. Then they started creeping in other things, not so much Ein Oid Melvadai, and that brought about the Koach to do the Egel. Once the Koach to do the Egel came, they lost the Korban Tamid as well. Because what's the Yisrael of the Korban Tamid? The Yisrael of the Korban Tamid is that both Bavoyker and Ba'erev. No, we bring one Korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one set. Simple Korban. And you bring the same Korban at day, same Korban at night. There's no Shinui. It's Keneged Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They do one by day, one by day. That's avoid the carbon tumid. The carbon tumid is the tmidius. There's no shinuim. It's all Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all the same. So the shirsh why there was a makom to lose the carbon tamid was the eagle. V'hufka ha'ir, the ear was what was misachar klal Yisrael. That's one, the achdos of the city, the shirsh to break open that can be allowed other things in the city was all the shirsh of this chet. I don't know exactly what Sarah Fapastam is, just the Torah is. I'll call that one. The Hemet Tzelem Beichel is obvious, right? And that brought to the Tzelem Beichel. So this is an interesting idea. That it's not just five random occurrences. It's in the Shurish, in the Shavos Batam, was the Shurish of the Chita Egel brought in the possibility to have this happen to Klal Yisrael. The Shurish of the Chita Egel was such that Klal Yisrael didn't come to the level that they were makir, the Achdos, the true existence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria, the way it should be. And that is what allowed the ability for the other things to come in. And this is what we've discussed many times in the Kohen Lashon and Tzimtzum and all that. Our avoid is to see how everything is Kodesh Baruch Hu. If everything is Kodesh Baruch Hu, though, that's a dangerous concept, because then the bathroom is also Kodesh Baruch Hu, so I may as well learn in the bathroom. So how do you know not? If everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is it really a difference between Chazer and Kosher? I mean, it's also Kodesh Baruch Hu. Really no difference. So it's a dangerous concept, and we're not supposed, our Avodah is not kibbutz on that concept. Our Emuna is, our Avodah is the way Hashem created the world. But the philosophy crept in at the Chet Egel, and it says Rabbi Tzadok Isaac Kovar, that was the Shurish for the Shavuos and Tammuz. So that's that. Tisha B'Av, on the other hand, is a different Shurish. Tisha B'Av has its roots in the Chet of the Meraglim. Now, if I would ask you which is worse, the Meraglim or the Egel, I wasn't the Egel, because that's about Zar. So why, we know Tisha B'Av is worse. So what was wrong with the Meraglim so much? What was the Meraglim worse than the What was the Meraglim worse than the Egel, right? So why if what we're saying is that Shavuos Batamuz represents the fundamental lack of emuna in the Achdus Hashem, and it was a misunderstanding of the Nefesh HaChaim, so to speak. So that seems to be a much more fundamental problem than the Meraglim, which is Lashon Hara or whatever. So why is it that Tisha B'Av ends up being a lot worse than Shavuos Batamuz? So the answer to that is, every year, Aaron Lapiansky gives a kinnis, and he always go, and he gives a hakadama. And usually it's about this question. He gives a dinner mahalach every year on this question. But more or less, if I had to sum up the mahalach that he's given over the last 10 years, I would say that more or less the answer is that the Egel represents a lack of emuna, but the Meraglim represents a lack of desire to be close to Hashem. The Meraglim they didn't mind staying in Chutz La'aretz. They didn't mind staying far away. Adraba, v'yimosu be'aretz chemda, the Pasuk Tehillim says, they didn't want that land, that darga, that level, that the land challenges us to keep. And therefore, they didn't either want the closeness or the level that land offers. So when you want to know what's going to be the shirsh of your galus, yes, the lack of emuna in Shavuos Batamuz that came out, which is all one thing that we're saying. It's the egel and the bottle of the carbon tamid, which is the achdos Hashem, the consistency of knowing that Hashem never changes. But ultimately, what really defines galus is our inability to connect to Hashem. And our inability to connect to Hashem comes out even more on Tisha B'Av. Because on Tisha B'Av is when we showed and displayed a lack of desire to get close to Hashem. And the entire galus, what that is I want to see if you actually do have a desire. I want to see if you do have a desire to get close to Hashem. And that's why, how do you, what's the greatest tikkun that we as people can do now? I'm not to say major vart. I'm going to say big vart now. Get ready. What is the biggest tikkun that we can do for not having a base of mikdash? We're in Galus. We don't have a base of mikdash. We don't have a base of mikdash, which means we can't get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're missing that level of korva. There's no way we can experience that. What a person that was in the base of mikdash would experience, there's no way that any of us can experience. So what is the greatest tikkun that we could do for that?
Bring others closer to
it. So bring others. The greatest tikkun, maybe you'll say, well, stop speaking Lashon Hara, so you bring it back. Greatest tikkun that you can make for that is having desire to have it. Because the desire to have it shows that you want it. Wanting the korva is the closest thing to having the korva. I want the relationship. Okay, so once you want the korva, then you're almost having it, right? Because you've created the concept that didn't exist for you before. I know the concept that I want it. So that's why the Avelus in Yerushalayim is such a big avodah. The Avelus in Yerushalayim is not just, oh, there's a mitzvah to be sad for Yerushalayim. The mitzvah is miss it, desire it, wish that you could have it. That itself is a way of having it. That is a way of self of experiencing the korva, is by wishing that you could have the korva and experiencing the korva. If a person is a husband traveled to a faraway land, and the wife, right, if she forgets about the husband, so she's not really married to him anymore. But if she wants the relationship with him, she's waiting for him to come back, then that relationship is still kaim. It's only kaim as much as she desires him to come back. So that's really why the avodah of Avil Yerushalayim is so chashuv and so important. Which we zeicha and Hashem coming to Bein Mitzrayim to be nesayir to this. And Be'ezos Hashem, our avodah should be niskabel. This should be the last season of this avodah for us. Be'ezos Hashem. Shkoyach and
Boisai. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks. Thank you. We'll see you all. Hashem. Tomorrow, no share. We'll pick it up Sunday.
Okay, easy fast, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.